We're here at the APEC show in Las Vegas, and we just heard a very interesting and well-attended seminar on telematics. One of the key presenters of this seminar was Jim Dykstra of Dykstra Automotive in Troy, Michigan. Jim, tell us what your relationship is with Delphi.
Delphi and I have the relationship of they have the telematics hardware, servers, communication channels, and portals. And they have the repair information services. Delphi and I have worked together to take those services, and my company, Aftermarket Telematics Technologies, takes those services and we create the user interfaces and enrich the data using third-party data, the data that Delphi has, all these databases together, and create user interfaces for the customer, for the shop, for the jobber, for the DCs, warehouse distributors, and the groups.
Okay, now how did this relationship evolve?
I sat on the Delphi Customer Council for 2 years, and Frank Ortiz and I started having conversations about what it could do and what I thought it could do and where the insurance was going. And from there, we started to brainstorm, and that brainstorming turned into, let's go farther with it. So I created a company, and from that company, we now have our development team developing the software.
Okay. And you're currently doing a test with Delphi's software?
No, we are at production right now. We have gone through all of the alpha and beta testing. We have actually a production-ready model at this point.
Okay. Can you explain the parameters of the test that was done?
I don't know the exact model. Delphi has shipped about 50,000 or 25,000 units to AAA. They have about 50 million miles on the device itself. So Delphi, knowing how they test their products, has gone through the rigorous testing of can the device hold up? Can the device communicate? Are there any bugs when we communicate? We have all that fully worked out. So we have gone probably, I think it's 40, 50 million miles of testing.
Okay. And what has the Delphi system meant to your business?
So far, because it's so early in this stage, it's consumer awareness, it's consumer excitement for a new feature, a new product that we can now offer that they only thought the dealerships could offer. So it's a paradigm shift for them. You know, at my shops, we compete with the dealerships. You know, we're the larger facilities, and we want to have the solutions that the dealerships have. So by offering them this, it gives the user control. We're not telling the user what they can and can't do. We're saying Dykstra's Auto or whatever aftermarket shop can now participate in that kind of arrangement and build that relationship up. So it's been the level of information that's coming to them has been, bar none, the best thing that's happened to our business.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.